The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met?
At your house, don't you remember?
No, I don't. Are you sure?
Of course. As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
What do you mean, you're where right now?
At your house.
That's crazy, man.
Call me. Dial your number. Go ahead.
I told you I was here.
What do you see? I'm looking at my watch. What time is it? Is it bedtime? No. Miller time? Maybe. Clobberin' time? Certainly not. It's time for Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR. Kicked off the show with some brand new stuff from famed director David Lynch, the mastermind behind such movies as Lost Highway, Eraserhead, and of course the great TV series Twin Peaks. With an assist from Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, it's Crazy Clown Time from the upcoming album of the same name. I've been waiting for that one for a while, and it sure delivers on a dreary November night like this. Tonight on the show, there's going to be a theme of the night, and that theme, however subtle, is pro wrestling. I'll be in conversation with Dan of Toronto indie rock superstars Hooded Fang and Dave Elmhurst of Vancouver's own The Madonna Bangers. What's their connection to the squared circle? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. For your listening pleasure, I've got a hot new EP from Fantagram. This is Nightlife.
Say.
That organ business you're hearing is serious business, as it is by the great Woo Life from Manchester, recorded in an abandoned church. From their second album, Go Tell Fire to the Mountain, that was Spitting Up Blood here on Shameless 119 FM. CITR had some Fantagram, some new Fantagram from their second EP, Nightlife. The track, same name, Nightlife. Coming up now, from her sophomore record, this is a friend of Shameless, Miss Adeline, who is doing a show at the Biltmore on the 4th with Roco Code, going a bit darker and synthier since last we spoke. This is That's What You Do Best on Shameless. 119 CITR, Vancouver.
The way that you are, so practiced and cold, takes the chill out of me, lets the story unfold. You count every step as a moment in time, and you count every breath that you take next.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the Garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on
Shindig.
As usual, Shindig battles happen at the Railway Club, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. The November 1st competition will feature three more local bands, Canadian Southern Three-Piece, Beekeeper, the experimental alternative sounds of the Harshies, and local favorites, Manhands. November 8th, Shindig brings you Conspiracy Farm, The Population Drops, and Synthcake. You don't want to miss Shindig. Tickets are only $8. Doors are at 9 p.m., and it always goes down at the Railway Club.
Pair of shameless eyes.
Dare I say that last track represents everything that I like and respect best about the 80s as music in general. From Vancouver, that is Johnny Dylan Hughes with We're Gonna Make It. Recommended to me by someone with a far better taste in music than I. That's going out to you, Matt Pollock. You know what's up. Before that, another dude who also represents the 80s in an entirely different fashion. Chili Gonzalez out of Toronto. New stuff from him, Shameless Eyes. A name like that, can't really deny it on a show that's also called Shameless, especially with a delivery like that. It's a Shameless all around on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Coming up now from Toronto, they're playing the Electric Owl tonight, and we'll be in conversation with them right after we play some tracks of theirs. They are Hooded Fang and off Tosta Mista. This is ESP. Do you have it?
In the morning sun, I got a dream and it's of someone. You got a way that makes everything better when the darkness leaves and I can burn my treasure. Oh baby, baby, can't you see what it is that you mean to me? Your legs are like stems of flowers. Wanna lie with you for hours and hours. Oh come with me, baby, you'll 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 come. Come with me, baby, you'll come with me, baby, you'll come with me, baby, you'll come.
From their sophomore record, that was Toronto's Hooded Fang, the record Tosta Mista. The tracks we heard were Brahma and ESP. And playing at the Electric Owl tonight is Hooded Fang. It is my pleasure to have with me on the line right now, Dan. Dan, how's it going over there?
It's going good.
Nice.
I'm just outside the Electric Owl, working on a poster.
How's it looking?
Actually. What's that?
How's the poster looking?
It's looking pretty good, yeah. I think I got it. It's practically done. I'm just writing a website at the bottom. It's looking pretty snazzy.
Nice. That's a poster for this show?
Nope, that would be a little late.
Yeah.
It's a poster for a show. We're getting our vinyl in. It actually just arrived in Toronto. So unfortunately we don't have it now, but we're doing a vinyl release show out there in December. So
nice. So how's the tour been going for you?
It's been going really good. We're with Cut the Duke. We've got three shows left in the West Coast. Then we're driving back to Ontario to do a bunch there. A little 2-week blitz. And then we'll be done for a little bit. But it's been going really good. Good crowds. Nice driving through the plains of Alberta. You know, BC is always fun to visit. Good people and everything.
This is a good time of year to tour, too. This country has never looked dreamier.
Yeah, I like the weather.
How's Cuff the Duke to tour with?
Oh, they're great. They're good guys. We've known them for a while. And we used to get a lot of advice from their, from Wayne. Like, what do? We don't know what to do with this business and that business. And he was always really cool and helped us out. So we've got a lot of connections with them. And they've got a good thing going, good fan base, so we're kind of just along for the ride.
Nice. Now, I'm not going out on a limb here, but is your name, Hooded Fang, inspired at all by the masked wrestler from the Jacob Tutu stories?
Yeah, totally is. We didn't make it up. We just stole it.
Stole it from Mordecai Richler himself. Nice. I certainly appreciate it. But I've also noticed there are many masked luchador wrestlers, Nacho Libre and others, adorning the cover of Tosta Mista.
Those are actually inspired by a Mexican fan that we have.
Interesting.
We have this. We've never met him, but he's a really big fan of ours in Mexico. And then, inspired by that, our drummer sent me a link to these luchadorian masks. And then we decided to just use them for the cover. So originally, we were just going to steal these images and, you know, put them on the Photoshop or whatever. And our buddy Doldrums did the artwork for that. And then we decided to get our friend Elixir, who's a Toronto graffiti artist, to redo the faces and paint them. So it turned out really cool. It was a collaboration of three artists. The sign painter, our friend Dougie from Honest Ed, who did he's like a very old sign painter, and he did the artwork for our last album. And so it was him, Doldrums, and Elixir who all collaborated on this one. But for the vinyl, we're going to use the original artwork that we had planned, which is pretty much the same, only more digital and more ripped-off images.
Very cool. So you also crafted a lot of Tosta Mista on your own as a therapeutic means of getting over a breakup. You made it very quickly after your first record, and what do you suppose could inspire a third record? Would it take another muse?
No, I mean, like, not the whole record isn't exactly about that, but it was definitely trying to hark to those kind of, you know, songs that, you know, there's heartbreak songs, love songs that everyone kind of relates to. It was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek album, actually, Tosta Mista. Like, you take a track like Den of Love, and it's so melodramatic and over-the-top. Like, we knew that when we wrote the song, and we just thought, you know, it's kind of fun to play with that stuff. But the next album, it's definitely not going to be a one-themed album. It'll be stranger than both this one and the last one. And kind of an amalgamation of a bunch of different styles and imagery. that we're into.
Cool. I've noticed the style of this one is very surfer rock in sound. Where did you get the inspiration for this? Because that style of music has a lot of eras behind it. Did you look more to older surfer rock or newer surfer rock?
It was a combination of listening to a lot of Joe Meek. Like, that was the production aesthetic that I was going for. And then also, last summer, we went on tour with our friends Pangea in L.A. with April and I play in a punk band called Punk Puma. And we were just playing all these punk house shows there with Pangea, who's a big influence on us. They're pretty much straight-up L.A., like, L.A. surf punk pop, you know, like really awesome stuff that's super life-affirming, but also, you know, it's got that, like anything really life-affirming has that tragicness in it too, so that was a big influence on us. I'd say those are probably the two biggest ones.
I've also noticed that you list Japanther as an inspiration. What was your first Japanther show like?
It's pretty crazy, actually. We were in New York. And I ended up getting whiplash because I was in the mosh pit. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to take a little break. So I moved back a bit. And then, of course, when I get out of the mosh pit, some guy's crowd surfing. And I didn't see him. He just came down on my neck. And it was a good time. It was a good time. They're really cool guys.
Yeah, they sing into phones. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And they're total DIY, too, which is awesome. Like, they do their career exactly how they want to do it.
I'm so glad you said that, because that exact same thing happened to me at a Japanther show.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I feel there could be a connection there.
Probably a bunch of us in there.
So if I was in your house, just snooping around, you know, a little breaking in, it's all good. And if I was on your computer, what kind of music would I find in your iTunes playlist?
I'm kind of bad when it comes to collecting a lot of music on my computer. I mean, most of it is my friend's music and music that's going to be on our label or local Toronto bands like Doldrums, Moon King, Odonis Odonis, you know, our various projects are on there, like Phaedra, Hut, Tonka Puma. Our drummer, D'Alex, has a record that he just put out. It's called Holiday Rambler. And it's kind of southern finger-plucking dark music, which is awesome. So I listen to that a lot lately. And, I don't know, a lot of Joe Meek lately, too. And, I don't know, tons of bands, I guess. I really like the Smith Western's first album. That's a great record. I was listening to that a lot, too. And, a lot of old hip-hop from the 90s. Yeah. Put it in a nutshell.
That sounds like one elite mixtape.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, I deeply appreciate this opportunity to chat.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure. I should have to do it again when next you're around.
Yeah, cool.
So, shall we get into some more Hooded Fang? I'm thinking title track off the album, Toast Amista.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I encourage everyone listening to go to the Electric Owl tonight to see Hooded Fang along with Cuff the Duke.
I think we're on at 9:30. Nice. Early show.
Oh, nice. Maybe I can make it.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thanks again.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
You do.
Bye.
Bye.
I've been wandering around this place like a gypsy gnome. Last time I talked to you, someone cut off my phone. Now the streets of my friends, they don't care. Now I can't wander anywhere. Been
One of the coolest bands to call Vancouver home. They are Sex Church from their latest record, Growing Over, the track Waking Up on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Before that, out of Halifax, Bad Vibrations with their track No Fool from their latest record, Black Train. And now moving along with this whole new music theme, this music party fun time. One favorite band of mine was King Kong the Barbecue Show, who broke up. And, you know, that happens to the best of us, that sometimes we're making good bands and then making good music, and it just splits. But there's always hope for bands to come back together. And then when King Kong Barbecue Show split, Mark Salton went one way, Mr. Kong went his way. They made some good records, and I thought, now they'll be back together. They can't. If they got a marriage going on there, it can never last. Fast forward a year, they're still apart, still making records. I guess, for a music fan, it's twice the pleasure, twice the fun. But then, Mark Salton went out and put out a track from his newest record, Whatever I Want, called Never Coming Home. Kel Shock. We'll be right back.
inside of me. Fly the closer to my heart. 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 Fly the closer to my heart.
We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights, right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really crystal. And people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Fly the closer to my heart, I feel so. Fly the closer to my heart. Fly the closer to my heart, I feel so. Fly the closer to my heart. Fly the closer to my heart, I feel so. Fly the closer to my heart. Fly the closer to my heart. Fly the closest to my heart.
Working class boys from Brooklyn, New York. They are the drums from their latest record, Portamento, the track, What You Were. Coming up now, our own working class heroes, the Arkells, from their latest record released only a couple weeks ago, Michigan Left. This track is also called Michigan Left. On Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Turn you around.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's talk a little.
Whoa.
And we can go downtown. Decorations.
Whoa.
Won't be wasted. Oh no.
Whoa.
I've been talking at a beauty I see. And I'll try to give it to you. Story again, one that's drilled into our heads. I hold dear neighbors and friends who hold dear our tears to the set. Can we meet in the middle?
Whoa.
Can I turn you around?
Hey, 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 hey.
Let's talk a little.
Whoa.
And we can go downtown. This Michigan left. You said those only nights, they don't make any sense. He said, let me explain.
Last Saturday, I experienced men and women abuse their bodies in ways that would make most people shudder at an ECCW Extreme Canadian Championship Wrestling event at the Russian Community Center in Vancouver. The main event was a guitar on a pole match where the Honky Tonk Kid successfully defeated the heavyweight champion Tony Baroni to secure a title shot at Halloween Hell this Friday in Surrey. The following evening, I had the chance to chat with the new contender, the Honky Tonk Kid, and see just how he was feeling.
Well, you know something, I'm a little beat up, feeling a bit gruff, self-medicating with a couple of brewskis. reflecting on life, ambitious for my future conquests. Next weekend, Halloween Hell in Surrey, inside a steel cage with that son of a bitch Tony Baroni, who I brained with a guitar last night. Should be exciting, and I'm going to walk out of there with gold, Daddy.
His origin, like his personality, is equally as endearing.
Up in bountiful British Columbia there, not a lot to do, wrestling with other kids after school and whatnot. Got the flavor for it in my blood, didn't know where it came from, mind you. But next thing I knew, I was just found myself deep in the bowels of Surrey, training under the charming Disco Fury up there in Slam Academy. Next thing I know, here I am, in the squared circle.
Along with his swagger, his honky-tonk jumpsuit is also just as impressive.
I was handmade by custom tailors. Ran me about 10 grand, but that's okay. You gotta spend the money. You gotta look the part to be the part, just like my daddy, the honky-tonk man, always did. He didn't roll up to no Coliseum wearing his dad's blue jeans with an extension cord belt. Only the best, just like me.
The honky-tonk kid has some advice for the next generation looking to get into the pro wrestling business.
Listen, kids, you want to become a wrestler, it's a hard path. Step one is round up about 700, 800 bucks, 500 bucks, whatever you can get. Give it to the honky-tonk kid. Start his pro wrestling training program. I run it right here in the backyard. And then a couple months, be a WWE superstar, just like my Intercontinental Champion father. Refuses to return my phone calls.
Oh, honky-tonk kid. One of the coolest dudes I ever got to meet. Sadly, he came up short at Halloween Hell in Surrey, but maybe he'll be at the ECCW Brains Bronze in Class at the Russian Community Center this Friday at 4th and Maple. Also, when not, in the squared circle, Honky Tonk Kid is a part of a band that is across the sea, Nanaimo to Vancouver. I was going to say transcontinental, but that doesn't really apply here. They are the Madonna Bangers, and here they are, all used up. From Magic or Tragic on Shameless. 119 CITR.
Thank you. them photos. I like to see the world from that point of view. I like the retro stereo. I seem to find a way to come around to my favorite side of town. Sitting on the patio, don't wanna leave, don't wanna go. The sun is rising and I just don't see a reason for me to leave. Wouldn't wait for it. And I just don't see a reason for me to leave or do anything.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Whenever people, when I'm around, hear that song, they're always like, oh, nice, Grand Theft Auto. Oh, nice, Guitar Hero 3. And I always got to say, no, that's not where that song is from. Well, it is from there, but it dates back to the great year 1989 from the album, their debut album, Vivid. That was Living Color with Cult of Personality, which you can hear every Monday night on a program called Monday Night Raw when some greasy guy named CM Punk comes out and acts pretty awesome, not gonna lie. And this concludes our slight tribute to pro wrestling. I feel obliged to play that song because A, I like it, and B, well, it fits. Before that, a song that might not have fit so well in that set by The Patience Product from right here in Vancouver, the track The Heineken Song. I play it because at the wrestling show that I mentioned taking place at Russian Community Center, the ECCW Brains, Barnes, and Class on 4th and Maple, features Billy Suede versus Kenny Lush. And Billy Suede is the drummer of The Patience Product, and they're pretty good friends of the old Shameless. So hey, whenever I can, I send shout-outs. And of course, before that, the Madonna Bangers from Magic or Tragic, the track All Used Up. Their lead singer, the Divine Prophet, the Honky Tonk Kid, also may very well, in fact, be at that show, hopefully, in competition. That's it for this edition of Shameless. Big thanks to Hooded Fang for taking the time to talk to us. They'll be taking the stage, The Electric Owl, in about an hour and a half. You got time to check them out. Stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis with Val, which always brings the class nonstop. But as we have a couple minutes left, I feel a good note to end this show on would be some Bruce Peninsula, because his album Open Flames is number one on the CITR charts, which you can see at CITR.ca or a copy of the excellent Discorder magazine. So here it is, Bruce Peninsula, In Your Light on Shameless 101.9 CITR.
Sanctuary is a meal for the grace, a moment spent under peace and quiet, an open window with the wind blowing right there, right then. Your sanctuary, the way the light hits the undersides of your eyelids,
just does.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs even, whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark?
Jason?
The Bear! All those guys! Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with
their own label.
That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
It's new, it's exciting, it's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa, and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your music.